Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our Steve Burns, he's been talking to lawmakers, getting their reaction to the Attorney General's report. He joins us now on the Newsline.
Steve, what are you hearing from state lawmakers on the impact of today's report?
Well, we've heard the words disturbing, devastating, horrifying. Really, for a lot of folks in state government, this wasn't news, especially the material about a hostile and toxic work environment. It's been an open secret for a while, but the lawmakers I spoke to said it almost feels like a relief for these things to be out in the open now. Really, they also put a spotlight on the women who came forward, the bravery and the courage it took for them to speak up when it seemed like their entire livelihood was on the line. A lot of politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, called on the governor to resign back in March when these allegations first surfaced. They are reiterating those calls today. We do, though, have some new calls that are pretty notable from Congressman Tom Suozzi, Greg Meeks, and Hakeem Jeffries. They had been seen as somewhat close allies of the governor. They now say he needs to step down. Also, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, basically she's been in lockstep with the governor this entire time. She now says that his behavior is repulsive and unlawful, and the assembly should determine next steps. She would, of course, become governor if Cuomo leaves office.
And Steve, what have been the reactions to the governor's taped response?
I don't think it won him any new fans. State Senator Brad Hoyleman said it looked to him like Cuomo was mocking the allegations. State Senator Andrew Granata said it was gaslighting and further dehumanizing the women who stepped forward.
So we know Governor Cuomo doesn't seem to have any plans to step down. What would be the next step if lawmakers want to remove Cuomo from office?
Yeah, everyone is waiting on the next move from the state assembly and the Democrats who control the state assembly as well. I've been told that they're getting together virtually today to go through the report and figure out next steps. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie put out a statement calling the details in the report disturbing. Keep in mind, this whole time, the assembly has been conducting its own parallel investigation. And it's been an open question whether the AG's report would be enough on its own to impeach the governor or whether Speaker Hastie would want to wait for his own investigation to wrap up first. The politicians I talked to today said this is more than sufficient, that the evidence in the AG's report should be more than enough to start the process of removing Governor Cuomo from office immediately.
That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns on the Newsline.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.